The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Susan Bandick. Suzanne Bandick. I've never called her Susan my whole life. I panicked. I don't know. I'm sorry, Cleaning Nation. I'm sorry, Susan slash Suzanne. It's only been, I don't know, 3-4 years now, however long it's been. Anyway, Suzanne is one of our mindset coaches, and I don't want to say she's shy, but you guys, for those of you that listen a while, you hear a lot of Tracy, who's amazing. I love me some Tracy. But if you're a client, you probably hear, certainly in our main program, you know Suzanne a lot more. And Suzanne is probably the furthest away of thinking. Like, Tracy's really mindset and I'm really tactical, but we're very similar in personality. Suzanne's very mindset and I'm very tactical, but we're completely different in personality. And if you're like, what does that mean? Well, she's nice and I'm mean. So if you like mean Mike, this is a bad episode. It's not for you. However, if you're like, I like the information, but why does he always have to be so mean? This is gonna be a great episode. You're in the right spot. So that said, Suzanne, before we got on, had, again, she worked with all of our clients in our first program. So she has the most kind of, she got a lot of insight in terms of what you guys are going through. So that said, as opposed to me butchering what it is you want to share with Cleaning Nation, I will just roll out the red carpet and let you share yourself and I'll be here to crack wise.
Wow, sounds good, Mike. Hello, everybody. All right. What I wanted to cover today is something from my past. I used to work with Bob Proctor, and I used to facilitate a program called Thinking Into Results. And this is what we call a thought wheel. And I wanted to bring this up for everybody today because it's something that can help in every area of our life. So, Mike, if you've got a pad and a pen, everybody, if you've got a pad and a pen, I want you to just draw a big circle.
Drawing a circle. All right. Perfect. And I want to give a quick encouragement on something Suzanne said. So not only were I like, that's a good circle. Look at that. Freehand. I'm pretty usually not great. So for those of you on the podcast, like, this isn't helping at all. You go to YouTube and go, wow, that's a fine circle, Mike. This is probably the best first attempt circle I've ever made. I don't know if that's going to help the process, but I'm pretty proud, frankly. All right. That said, Suzanne said something quickly that is a big deal. I want to make sure we hit before we move into the thought wheel. The more I coach, the more I realize first we have to help the person become who they need to be, and then they can have the business they want to have. And the cool thing is what you said, Suzanne, is such a kind of thing I think we jump over, which is when you become the person you need to be to have the business that you need, that you want to have, that person spills over into all of your relationships. So I want to encourage everybody, the things that you learn when you're becoming an entrepreneur are certainly marketable skills if you'd like to grow a company or a cleaning company, but holy crap, can they change the way you perceive and go through life. So I want to encourage everybody, whatever stage you are of your business, knowing what Suzanne's going to go through, this is going, I would look at it wherever you're at now. So if you're here, so maybe growing your business is, that's the key thing and that's fine. But all this can have an impact on how you relate with others and kind of what I would consider to be the more valuable stuff in life of relationships with yourself, with others, and all that sort of stuff. So just keep that as a broad thing, not just specifically, I got to grow my cleaning company. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Absolutely, Mike. In fact, to talk about that just for a second, what you brought up, your joy or your stress in your business is going to carry over into your personal life. So it's very important that we do look at all of these aspects and realize that there's overflow.
In both ways. If you've got stress and lack of confidence and things are going on in your personal life, it's going to flow to your business. You can't do one or the other, right? If you're a guy and you're like, I don't care about any of this mindset crap, just give me the bare minimum I need to grow my company. It's going to be tough, right? It's funny when you become the person you want, you start experiencing your company in the way that you want. That can happen independent of results. You can have the results that you think you want in terms of money or profit or sales and still be unhappy. And not that that's what we want for you, but it's not just possible, it's prevalent. Less prevalent, but equally possible is you can start experiencing the way that you want to feel before you get the results that you want. And the funny thing is you start feeling the way you want to feel first, you get the results faster. It's kind of, it's almost unfair. It's ironic at the minimum. So just be open, folks that are like, I just want, just tell me how to, you know, run a Facebook ad. We've done 800 episodes. I promise you, there's plenty of how to run a Facebook ad. This is, I don't want to say the valuable stuff, but this is such a big component. Go ahead, Suzanne. I'm dying to put this wheel into, this is a fine wheel I got here.
Okay. At the 12 o'clock, we're going to put our beliefs and our thoughts. Beliefs and thoughts is at 12 o'clock.
So what's the difference between a belief and a thought?
Well, a thought, thought a lot, becomes a belief.
That's a writer downer. So a thought, thought a lot becomes a belief. So
exactly. And it will, as I'm going to describe, it will show the results you get in your life.
Okay.
Okay. So at 3 o'clock, we're going to put our feelings or our emotions. And this is one rolls into the other. So our thoughts becoming our beliefs makes us feel a certain way. And I'm going to go through a couple of examples of what people going through our Clean Profit Elite system actually go through. So thoughts, beliefs, 3 o'clock moves into emotions. At 6 o'clock, you have actions. We have actions that we take or we don't take.
that's a writer downer, kids. Actions that we take, important. Actions that we don't take, equally important, just a lot less noticeable.
Right. And then guess what? At 9 o'clock, we have results.
And it's so funny. I don't want to say everybody, but the vast majority want to start at 6 o'clock, right? They're like, I don't care about beliefs and thoughts. I don't care about feeling. Just give me, they actually want to start at 9. Just give me the results. And I guess, sure, I guess tell me the actions, but really what I want is the results.
Exactly. And let's talk about that for a minute. If we're not getting the results we want, because guess what? Our results feed right back in to our thoughts and beliefs. And we are going to tell ourselves, see, I told you so. Right? We always want to prove ourselves right. So if we're thinking a thought that doesn't serve us, or work it backwards, we're getting a result we do not want. What's the thought that we're thinking?
And I completely agree, untethered, our results will generate our beliefs and thoughts. How possible, powerful, important is it to take control of that? Because I think the beliefs and thoughts turning into feelings and emotions, pretty powerful and hardwired, hard to, I think we could overcome, but hard. I don't know how much value there would be. Feelings and emotions turning into actions. Whew, that's probably the hardest fight in here. If you're like, I want to feel this way, but act in a way that's completely, I want to stop smoking, but my feeling and emotion around smoking is it's amazing and I'm giving something up and it's a part of me. That's a son of a bitch, right? So to that part, I'm like, maybe smarter people than I could change their actions without changing their feelings and emotions. I can't. I just like, forget it. I want to start there. Actions creating results, unbreakable. There's no way to do one action and get a different result. It's impossible. So those all seem to kind of go one way and it's like, there's not a lot I can do. But when I get a result, how important is it and how possible is it, Suzanne, to go, I'm going to decide what that result means. And because say I am a salesperson, I go on a sales call and they don't buy anything. I could, if I have the wrong person, which is an action or had to say the wrong thing or have a bad offer, all those actions, I really can't do much about the result, right? If I do a bad sales call, I'm going to get a bad result. Not much I can do about it. But there is something I can do on the result to the belief. I think undisciplined, I'm just going to go, I suck. The lead sucks. My company sucks. I'm going to pick up a bunch of sucks that don't help. How possible is it to kind of take control of that and how important is it?
Well, let's go back to the thought.
Okay.
Okay. So would you like me to run an example through?
Run it. And I'm going to try and go backwards and forwards because I'm insane. You keep going.
I love the way you think, Mike. So
I want to take control of as much as I can. And I'm like, well, certain parts of this wheel, there, I can't do much about. So the parts I can control, I'm like, I want to.
Well, actually, everything we can do something about when we come back to the thought.
Okay.
Okay. So let's Now, this can be used, okay, for our listeners, because I know you may want more clients. You may need to hire more staff. You may have a number of things going on in your business that you're getting a result. I'm not getting staff, or I'm not getting the clients I want. I want you to go back and think about the thought. But the first thing I want to run through, a little spoiler alert, in the program, Mike has a sheet to talk about, to discover customer profitability. And a lot of our members going through the program hit a point where, oh my gosh, I've got to increase prices. Okay. Anybody out there ever thought about increasing prices on your customers and how you might feel about that? So let's put it into the thought wheel.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it a step further, just so everyone out there knows that I know what y'all are thinking and Suzanne knows. Many of the people that are fans, most of the people that are fans of the show and have listened to more than a dozen episodes know they need to raise their prices.
Okay.
Yeah, their prices remain unraised. So it's not just our clients that run through this. It's the difference. And that's part of the reason we have kind of hands-on program is so frustrating to all these podcasts and people come into the program and they go, oh, I know all this stuff, but it's the fat guy that knows sugar is bad for him. And yet he remains fat. You need the help to not do it. So I want to just acknowledge out there, many, if not most of you are aware, not all, some of your clients need to be prices. So this doesn't have to be some fake thing for some fake client of ours that you don't know. This is probably the gal or the guy in the mirror. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Okay. So let's look at your thought potentially around raising prices on clients. Now, for some reason, our mind usually goes to fear and lack rather than wealth and abundance. So the fear and lack thought is, I can't raise prices. I might lose everybody. They're going to say no.
Can I take it a step further?
Those are
the
ones
that we say that sound professional. Let me talk about the things that we think that we don't want to say because we'll be embarrassed. Well, it depends how personal we want to get. I'll kind of dive deeper and deeper and deeper. So there's the obvious, if I raise prices, I'll lose my clients. And they won't even say, they'll skip it. They won't even say, if I raise price, I'll lose clients. They'll go, I can't lose half my clients. Say you need to raise half your price or 20. I can't lose those clients. They just skip all of the, like any other possibilities, not even in there. If we go a step deeper, because we'll get to this. So let me start with the real one. The real one is I'm not worth it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a fake. They're all going to know it. I don't value myself. I don't value what I do. I don't value what my people do. I'll be exposed for the fake that I am. And how dare I raise prices? So that's what we feel, but typically don't express. So I'll say it for you. So you can go, oh my God, he knows. Like just us here. You don't have to share with anyone else. So that's what I believe to be the root. And Suzanne, I'm happy for you to add. The justifications we make are, it's not fair. I'm gouging. We make these moral, this person's old and they've been with me for 100 years and I would somehow be a bad person. They were my first client. We make up all these things about the client that, so the easiest is if I raise prices, they might quit. I don't want them to quit, so I won't. But when we do the math, that kind of fixes that fear, but we still don't do it. Why is it? Because then we make a moral judgment. I'm somehow bad. High prices equal gouging or taking advantage of or screwing. And oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes that's underlaid with, I'm not good enough and I don't deserve it. And I deserve to work for slave wages. And it's not fair because I've been cleaning for 10, 15, and there's this other thing. I've been cleaning for 10 or 15 years, making $3,000 or $4,000 or $2,000 or $4,000 a month in profit. And if I figure out a way to not do that, now I have to admit, which you don't, but this is what we tell ourselves. I have to admit I've been a failure this whole 10 or 20 years. So there's all this weirdness wrapped up, which we don't typically articulate, but those are the beliefs and thoughts that we have. And you can start already seeing them. And maybe I jumped ahead and went to feelings and emotions, but I just wanted to get out there with the full picture, not the bull crap they tell us, but the real you here. Go ahead.
That's exactly it, Mike. So let's play along here. When you have those thoughts, that's a lot of crap in your head. Right? When you have all those thoughts, how do you feel?
Oh.
Okay.
Paralyzed. Because you're like, if I have to raise prices, again, it's a moral thing. Now now it's not just a human being going, this is the price I was charging, and now I'm charging this other price. You can continue to service at the new price, or you can try and go out on your own, which is just an easy thing. When it's like, I'm a bad person, I'm taking advantage, they're going to be angry. they're going to get mad at me. Not only are they going to quit, they're going to tell all their friends, and my spouse is going to see what a fool I am. Like, just all this just gross. And it's insane. Like, hopefully when I'm saying it, you go, this is crazy. But in your mind, you're like, but I believe kind of half of that stuff.
That's how powerful our thoughts are and our mind is, right? So now you're in a place, your feelings, your emotions are, you're all, it's all mixed up. It's all jumbled. You've got fear. You've got even terror. And you just, what's the action that comes out of that? Chances are you may not even make a price increase call.
Oh my gosh, no.
Right? If you're feeling like that, how in the heck are you going to do any price increases? Are you going to talk to anybody? Bingo. What's the result you're going
to
get?
Well, before we even get to results, I just want to say one more thing on the action. 90% of the people aren't going to do anything, but the 10% that do go in with this insane, I'm taking advantage, I'm a bad person, they're going to hate me. And it's such, most of the time, it's such an obvious action. You can still get the result that you want in spite of that. But when you bring that weirdness, and Suzanne will get to back to the result, you know, sometimes people, they pick up on that vibe. So one of the things we coach is not just like, people are like, give me a script. And I'm like, it's not just the script, it's who you show up with. So if I say, I don't have a written script, but if I say generally the same thing two different ways, Suzanne, I know you've been with me a long time, and I know that, you know, you're on a fixed income and you might want to sit down for this conversation. Already, it's getting weird. Like, Suzanne has no idea what we're talking about, but in her mind, she's like, do I have cancer? And Mike somehow is telling, what is going on here? So no matter what my script is, if I come with that energy because of my, so that you can't, even if I just beat you into submission of, you will say this thing, if you come with the wrong energy, even your actions, if you don't fix your feelings and emotions, going through the actions aren't going to work. Right. If the other thing is, hey, Suzanne, price used to be that. It's not making any money. I love you. Hope you stay. But here's a new price. Starts next month. Any questions, comments, your remarks, moving on. Like, that's like, Suzanne's like, okie dokie, where, there you go. So there's no way to set, I shouldn't say there's no way. The feelings and emotions are so tied to the action.
They absolutely are. So again, like you just said, even if you do take action, you're going to come to the person with like, I know you probably won't want to do this. Yeah, no, you're not going to like this.
Yeah. And I understand if you fire me or, you know, that you probably want to think about it or just, you know, it's just like, oh, like if you think you're this, same with sales, when you go in thinking it's something you do to somebody instead of for somebody, and then they don't buy, you're like, yeah, I knew it, you know, we'll get to the results, but right. There's, you can think of many, many things of Well, let's get intimate. Some of us are married and, you know, God willing, we go to our spouse to be intimate. And it's like, okay, well, let's get to it. Like, that's so repulsive. Even though the action might be the same, if the emotion isn't backing it, it's a completely different experience. Even if the action, even if your spouse is like, yeah, whatever you want to do, let's do it. You're like, ah, that's just gross. As opposed to, I love you and I want to be with you and I connect with you. So there's, whether it's intimacy with your spouse or a sales thing, or just there's such a spectrum of asking for a raise or quitting, or there's so many things where if your feelings and emotions are wrong, the forced action feels gross, turns out gross. And yeah. And then you can see where this is going right back around the wheel, but I'll turn it back over to you.
So let's say you do force yourself to take the action because Mike said to do it. By the way, that's one of my rules in the program. You may not know this. The rule is, if Mike says to do it, you need to do it. If you're not doing it, you come to me.
I always make people feel terrible. Like, I know I should do it, but I'm so angry and sad. And then they talk to Suzanne, like, okay, now I know I should do it. I feel good about it. So that's the yin and the yang of why.
So if you do the action and you're feeling like, this is going to go wrong. Guess what's going to happen? The result is it goes wrong. The result is they say no. The result is they leave. The result is all the stuff that you didn't want. And then your mind says, see, I told you so. This wasn't going to work.
And I want to even give some nuance to this. So everything Suzanne said, 100% true. That said, there was a generalized statement that's generally true, but there are some specifics that are still true that it just looks a different way. So for one-time things, you can get away sometimes with you probably won't do the action. So let's just be clear. You're probably not going to do it. But like the price raise thing, certainly when we coach you to do it, and it's based on numbers and facts and whatever. Many times they're so far off of where they need to be. Even with the bad vibe, they can still get the result that they want if they take the action, but the action is not going to happen without the feelings and emotions. So you don't always have to get 100% there, but you do have to get enough there to take action. So again, many of the podcast listeners, and that's why I'm so glad we're doing this now, don't take action because they're afraid and they need help and support and community. That's great. We have that for you, but obviously the people that we can allow into our community are much smaller than the podcast audience. So the feelings and emotions, if it's going to be something recurring, so let's say new sales or a new way to relate with your spouse or your child or anything that's recurring, you got to get the feelings and emotions all the way. Almost, you know, you're not going to be able to do it consistently, right? If you have to raise prices every week from now till the end of time, you might get, I don't say get lucky, but it might be so egregious. People are like, well, obviously, even with your weird energy, you're charging $10 for a $20 bill, even if you're being weird about it. Now moving to $15 for a $20 bill, because most people still don't raise enough, it'll do it. And you can kind of be done. And you can still, I don't want to say get lucky, because it's not that at all. If it's a one-time situation and it's an obvious enough action, right, you can get away with not having your feelings and emotions all the way there. They need to be at a 3 or 4 or whatever it needs to be to take the action, or you won't do it. But if it's something, so that's one case for a one-time thing where you can kind of, again, I don't want to say get lucky, you need enough to do it. And sometimes it's such an obvious answer, you can still get good results even in spite of your weird energy. However, if it's an ongoing thing, the way you relate to your spouse, the way you're going to sell, something you have to do, a behavior that needs to change, 3 won't get you there. You got to be all the way because you're going to do that weirdness. And so if you need to talk to 10 people to raise prices and your feelings and emotions are out of whack at a 0, you'll talk to no people and get no results. If they're at a 4, where you've still got some fears, but you kind of go back and forth, that's enough to take action. Maybe you have a conversation with 7 of them before you give up in 2 takes. So you'll still get some results. If you get to a 6, you might talk to all 10 and maybe 3 or 4 will do it. And if you get to a 10 on emotions, you'll talk to all 10 and maybe 6 or 7 will do it. So there is some nuance in there, and you still, I guess what I'm saying is you don't have to get this 100% right. For those of you that are kind of like me, where it's black or white, my feelings are bad, therefore I can't do it. Therefore I'm not going to take any action. And then I'm going to spin the wheel the wrong way. I can't have completely bad. And if my feelings and emotions are devoid of anything helpful, I'm boned. But you don't have to get to a 10. That's a goal. But if you just get to a 3 or 4, you can still get a better set of results. Then you can still take some action to get some results. I don't know if I'm communicating this effectively, Suzanne. Does that make any sense, or am I just muddling?
Yeah. Well, let me help with an idea on this. Let's of how to do this. Okay. So at any point in this thought wheel, if you're getting an action you don't want, I mean, if you're not doing something, let's put it this way. If you're not doing something you know you should do, if your result is people are leaving and you don't like the result, if your thought is, I'm feeling bad, go back to what's the thought. So let's take the same scenario and let's work with, how can I think about this in a positive light?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to say a few things, and Mike, I'm sure you'll be able to add a lot more. But one of the things, so several of the things we talk about is, number one, realizing that you deserve to be profitable in your business. Number two, that when you increase prices, you can better serve your client.
Those are so important. I don't want to give 7 in a row that are tectonic shifts. I'd rather give the top 2 or 3 and really hit them.
Right.
For those of you that I'm picturing the Robin Williams scene in Good Will Hunting, where, you know, something bad happened to young Will and he was having a hard time processing it. And Robin Williams is this caring older man was like, it's not your fault. And he's like, I got it. I know. Kind of brushed off because he's this hyper intelligent guy. And he goes, no, it's not your fault. And if you haven't seen the scene, YouTube it. It's a beautiful scene because he says it like, I don't know how many times, but it's like 2 or 3 minutes. He's like, it's not your fault. And when he finally gets it, he breaks down and he's able to start processing it because he realizes before it was a mental thing, right? You know, my parents divorced and I feel like it was my fault. Like we don't believe that in our head, but somewhere in our heart we do, right? So I don't want you to push over when Suzanne looks at you and says, you deserve to be profitable. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm a business. We can all just be, yeah. No, you deserve to be profitable. And especially at the profit levels we coach, 20%, if it's a, you know, for residential, it might be $300. We'll just use that. I understand for commercial, it's going to be more. 20%, $60 off of an account. If you can in your heart go to get the insurance and to hire people and listen to podcasts like this and invest in my own professional development for myself and my team and to have uniforms and to think, you know, we're up day and night thinking about how we can do better at this thing. If you in your heart of hearts don't believe for a $300 account, you deserve to put $60 in your pocket to feed your family. Whew, this is gonna be a tough business. So please, please don't skip over. You deserve to be profitable. And if someone doesn't think that you do, and you don't think that you do, you're stuck. If you know that you do and someone else doesn't think you do, it's so easy to get rid of them and get rid of the belief that you deserve to be profitable. So that's such a big deal. Please, I just want to say it again. Picture, if you've seen that scene, I'm Robin Williams and you're young Will. I'm saying you deserve to be profitable. You got to hear it and own it or you're stuck. If you said, Mike, I'll give you whatever money you want, help transfer my business, but I'm not willing to share the belief I deserve to be profitable, I would say, keep your money. There's nothing, Suzanne, there's no one. If that's the rule, if you allow us to work on that, we can help you. But if the rule is, I won't have that belief, literally there's nothing. We've got a whole team of people that are worldwide experts at growing cleaning company. And if you're like, good, do your best, and I'll do everything you ask me to do except for that belief, we're done.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.